Season 16, come and see. Season 16, listen in, but again, but come and see. Season 16, listen in, come and see. Season 16, listen, come and see. What's up, world? It's Nate, host of Life Tips Podcast, and I'm coming to you with an important message. In May 2023, the writers in TV and film went on strike. The strike has gone on for roughly 2.5 months. And now, in July of 2023, the actors have joined them. So now, the actors and the writers are both not working. Like, no one is going to work. And essentially, the American film world, the American film and TV world as we know it, as of now, is officially shut down. Anything that was being worked on is done. Hollywood is pretty much entering a global pandemic. This is the second major world-shifting moment since 2020, when the coronavirus took over the entire world. But now, instead of a physical virus, the virus is Hollywood and the studios refusing to properly take care of the people that work for them. As someone who enjoys Marvel and DC, TV and film, it hurts. I'm grateful that the Little Mermaid made it. But this hurts. It hurts for the consumers. And most importantly, it hurts for the people that make a living off of being a part of the movie industry. So all we can do now is pray. Pray for the movies, pray for the movie world, the TV world, and the writers and the actors. When will it end? I don't know. But if there's not a change, this is going to continue on. So I wanted to come through before we get started with this podcast episode and just simply let you know I believe that actors and writers deserve equal treatment. There are people that have made a lot of money over the years. And for the new people coming into the game, they need to make money. But it doesn't work if the people with the money are refusing to cut the proper checks, provide benefits, and more. So thank you for listening to this public service announcement. And now let's move into the podcast episode.
Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, CastBox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. Hey, and iHeartRadio. That's where you can listen in to Life Tips. That's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Hey, we everywhere. Hey, we everywhere. Hey,
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen
yay!
Everywhere.
Yay!
Listen
yay!
Everywhere.
Yay! Yay! What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker.
Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate, and you're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nate, just greeting you. If you are a new listener, then welcome aboard. I hope to teach you some things, so take some notes, and hopefully you'll learn something along the way. If you're a returning listener, faithful listener since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue to impact your life in positive ways, and I hope that I continue to lead you in the right direction. Now do me a favor. For those who are returning, you already know what to do. For those who are new, I need you to like the show, subscribe to the show, and give us a review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also turn the notifications on so that you'll never miss an episode when episodes drop. That way you'll be well informed of the up-to-date whereabouts of your favorite show, which I hope this is your favorite show, every single week as things drop. So I just wanted to greet everyone real quick, greet the new people, say hello to the returning guests, and yeah. Let's now get into the episode and start off discussing a new topic. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up and let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode. The moment we've all been waiting for. Age 29. Woo! All right, so in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about the future and the hopes and dreams and goals for age 29. As I've stated before in last week's episode, every goal has been accomplished. I didn't have a job. I got a job. I didn't want to stay working part-time. I wanted to work full-time. I got to the full-time status mark. I got to a better career. Insurance was wonderful, learned a lot, but this career is way better. And then I needed a car, and I got a car, and it's been in good hands ever since. And my friendships improved, and my overall connection with people improved. Men, I've got 9 men that I talk to. Women, best friends came through. Even though China no longer lives here, she will be visiting. But I found the person to replace I found the person to replace a lot of the behaviors that China exhibited while she was here, with the invites, the social requests, etc., etc. And it kind of doubled with Ashley, but yeah. Ashley and Destiny from work, from the DC area, are there. Take up the slack for her, and also Gigi, who's gone. Raven and I are going to be seeing each other more as I have gained the floodgates. Like, the floodgates have opened with us in our friendship, which is absolutely amazing. And money has actually improved. No more July 2023. Do we really need to rehash that? I mean, no unemployment from DC. And because I was banking on unemployment and everyone said, do unemployment instead of getting a summer job? No. Instead of working summer school, which was a nightmare and everyone said it was a nightmare, don't work summer school, didn't do that. So I went for 1 month without steady income, but it came back. So what are the only goals left to obtain for age 29 as the 20s come to an end? Well, that is exactly what we are going to talk about today. So age 29, what do I want? More like, what would I like to see happen? I say, what do I want? But you know where I'm coming from when I say that phrase. Or at least I think you know where I'm coming from. What would I like to see happen is more of a good way of phrasing this. So, 29, soon coming. There will be a birthday podcast episode that drops on that day. The first thing I can think of right off the top of my head that I would like to see happen for the age of 29 is something that isn't really going to happen in terms of a moment, because it's already happened. But it's something I'd like to see continue to be a part of reality. And that is continued stabilization. Ever since going back to work, things have been stable, money-wise. And of course, job-wise, things have been stable ever since getting the job about a year ago. So what I'm hoping for is continued stability at the job. Of course, the company that I work for, Sodexo, won the contract And Magic Johnson still owns some of the company. And I'm excited to continue working for a black guy, primarily. But I would like to see growth when it comes to my best friends from work. I would like to hang out with Rion, hopefully. Hopefully, without being killed, because, again, it's Rion's circle that has me concerned, not so much Rion herself. And I would like to continue spending time with Ashley. Even though my best friend has moved on and works for the government, she's still my best friend, despite not working for the same company anymore, but I would still like to be a part of her journey and for her to be a part of mine, thus grow as being best friends. We've already started growing. I've helped her out from time to time with transportation things. I've gone to hang out with her at bars and different places like that. So that's growing. That's working out. And Destiny, we always hang out when the school year is in session. There's always things for us to do because she's always coming up with ideas and inviting me to be a part of those ideas. So that is best friends and continued stabilization, and also continued stabilization when it comes to money. I got myself out of that July jam, and I will never go back there again. And the Amway business is blowing up, which means I will not have to worry about money when the school year comes to an end. Next school year, I will be just fine. So, with that being the case, continued stability in the workforce and also with the Amway business. And then, after continued stability and after best friends and all that from work, I would like to see myself continue to hang out with Raven and be a part of her life. Raven has shared some things with me recently that are very interesting. And what I can say is that in the future, there will be another transition, just like China. China transitioned from the United States to living abroad with her now fiance, soon to be husband. And their life is amazing together. I do believe that eventually Raven will meet the same, not fate, but meet the same calling, destiny, etc., etc., to leave the U.S. or leave the DMV and not come back, simply because of the history that this place holds for her. However, what she has shared with me is very good, very beautiful, and I wish her nothing but the best in the next chapter of her life with her son. And that is an update on best friends. And of course, next year, my hope is that I will finally be able to meet Miss Becca in person in Florida and break the upcoming 11-year friendship but no see that we have been on for the last several years. So, let me put the clean dishes together with the clean and assemble the dirty dishes. This goes over here. And I know where this goes. Where this goes. And this. And this. Alrighty, so. There is another hope for age 29. We've already talked about stability in terms of connections. We've already talked about stability in terms of the friendships and job and money and the business. We've talked about it from those angles. And now we're going to add in another angle that I'd like to see growth in during age 29. And that is family. I would like to see continued family relationship growth going into age 29. I did not talk about this during the first couple podcast episodes of September Reflection Season for a reason. And that's because I wanted to save the best for last. My family and I have grown closer over the last several years, but I want things to get better. My mom and I have mother-son time every month. I talk to my sister in North Carolina more, and I'm starting to spend more time with my younger sister through just taking her to different places. And extended family, we are starting to become a stronger unit as well. So things are getting better with family and personal connections, but things can always improve in that area, and they will. So, the last big hope for age 29 comes down to the one goal that I would like to talk about after the commercial break. But before the commercial break, I, of course, need to discuss the apartment. So it's all well and good and fine and dandy to live at home with your family members until a certain age, and then you probably should think about moving out. I don't support living at home past 30. At least I don't support the idea, concept, et cetera, for myself. If you live at home and you're past 30 and you don't have your own place, then it's only because you need a certain level of security and comfortability within yourself to make it as an adult in this world completely. Which also includes money. And since I took that approach, I decided to live with that for the majority of my 20s. But it has now come time to get moving in the department of living elsewhere. And so I am now searching for my own place as we speak. And there will come a day where I find my own place. And I will be able to get out on my own. That is, and always has been, the goal. And that goal ties perfectly into what we're going to talk about at the end of this podcast episode, which is, of course, the love life that I am hoping to pursue for myself going into my 30s. But there's a belief amongst the older generation that you have to have all your ducks in a row before you meet someone special, and I do not subscribe to that idea. Because the first two people that I dated without a car and without living in my own place. And I got my car while dating my ex. And that's the big thing I needed in order to actually successfully date. A car of my own to drive and to pick her up in. Now, that's not going to be the case this go around, but I do plan on having success when it comes to my living situation, but not before I start actually dating. I do not believe that you need to be in that particular setup in order to actually successfully date. I believe that as you're a work in progress, that the person God has for you will come along and recognize that you are a work in progress, that you don't have all your ducks in a row, and that you are working towards that ultimate ideal. That, in particular, is how things are currently working with one Minister Andre. That guy lives at home and is successfully dating a young woman while having a very lucrative full-time job that affords him the ability to get a house. But if I know my bro, 9 times out of 10, he is not planning to move out before he proposes. What he might end up doing is what ends up happening for most women. See, most women who either live with roommates or live with family and don't have their own place, you find this in more of the traditional African communities where they let you live at home until you, you know, are engaged. That's what he's doing. Most women in those African homes and African settings who are more traditional and family-oriented, what they do is they marry you off and then you leave home. So for the ladies in those African communities and those family structures, you marry, and then before you get married, in the process of being engaged, you leave home, or you plan to leave home. That's what my bro, Minister Andre, is doing. He is more than likely going to get the house after proposing and then move out. And I think that is the best way to go about the move-out process if you desire to still be at home and go about it the African family route. But I cannot envision myself doing that because of where I'm at age-wise. I have to get out and be seen as more capable, which is why I need to get out and get my own place before turning 30 next year. So I am actively putting in the work, actively trying to find an apartment to live in for the year 2024 and beyond. And because I'm actively trying to find that, the prospect of dating again is not only realistic, but it's also legitimately feasible because of what I did before. And because of what I did before, I am confident that I will not need to have all my ducks in a row before meeting the future Mrs. But speaking of the future Mrs., let's talk about her. Prior to turning 29 next week, there are more details that we need to talk about regarding the upcoming age, and mostly regarding the current circumstances of where life is. You can probably hear it in the background. I'm taking the trash cans back to the backyard where they need to be. And I'm looking at my beautiful, beautiful car that I talked about early on in past podcast episodes. My car, of course, being, my car being 3 years old in terms of age, but in terms of the timeline that I've had him, it's been just about 2 years. And so, as you all remember from earlier episodes, I stated that quite possibly the biggest accomplishment pretty much was that, essentially. Because for the majority of my 20s, I didn't have a vehicle. It took 6 years for me to get my first car. And so that's the biggest accomplishment going into my 20s that I was actually able to accomplish, was buying my first car. And 2 years in, that thing continues to run smoothly and efficiently for me. Now, there have been some scares, I'm not going to lie. It's been some scares that I barely got through, and if it hadn't been for my ex and family helping with money in that situation, Sam wouldn't be here right now. That's my grandfather's name, and I decided to name my car after him. And so, pretty much, yeah, he's faced repo danger twice now in the last 2 years because stuff has happened and money has not flowed the way it should. So, yeah. But this time it's because I didn't properly prepare for summertime like I should have. And so as a result of that, I wound up in a situation where repo people were going to come and snatch up the whip again. And so this time, and I'm dead serious about this, this time, this will not happen again now that he has been taken care of and the money has come down all the way back to what it normally should be for the whip. So now that we're back to the regular monthly payments for the WIP, and now that the school system has come back, I'll be able to actually take care of payments on time, and things will not go crazy anymore like they did before. Same thing with Verizon. But I say all that to say that during the last several years of my 20s, I've come close to being in repo status with my car twice, and I've been broke several times. Broke enough where there was no money in my account, and my bank account was in the red. I know what that is like, and it is not cool at all. There's a big, huge spider web to my right, and it's connected to a tree there, and I could see the spider in its web, and that thing has the body of a quarter, so it's big, but I missed it by a mile and didn't walk into it. My point is, going into age 29, I wanted to start off talking about what I personally want to accomplish in the next year of age 29. Now, there's more things I'm going to reference later on in the podcast episode, but the first thing that I want to mention for age 29 is that I 100% need to make sure that I have money for when summertime hits next year. That's got to 100% happen. I've got to have a money plan so that when school shuts down July and August, money can come in and the bills can be paid without any lapses. And then the second thing that needs to happen is that, of course, I need to keep my phone and everything connected so that that doesn't get shut off ever, because my phone hasn't been shut off in years since I was on my dad's plan years ago. So I want to make sure that that stays active and stays in control the way it's supposed to be. And the reason why I say this is because I am more used to, or more, I'm more comfortable with, or I'm more interested in stability versus instability, because it looks good for myself and it looks good for other people. Not that I care about what other people think of me or how other people view me. Overall, I don't. But when it comes to this particular topic, keeping yourself afloat, I definitely care what other people think of me when it comes to keeping myself afloat, because I want to be looked at like I know what I'm doing, like I have everything together, and like all is well. And I've done a great job with that over the last couple of years, with the exception of a few times. There's another thing I want to change for age 29, and that actually has to do with tax returns. I know I'm talking about money and finances and status a lot, but there's a point to it. Tax returns. I did not do a good job of keeping my tax returns after 2021 because of craziness. So in 2021, that's when I bought my car with my stimmies and my tax return money, but mostly my stimmies. And so I still had enough left over to keep going and keep doing well. But in 2022 and in 2023, the tax returns from 2022 and from 2023, once they were all in there, that money didn't get a chance to be preserved. And so this upcoming year, in January 2024, should we live to see it, the plan is going to be make sure to give that money over to the savings account and only use what you need so that you can be okay in the long run when you actually need it. So that's going to be the plan when it comes to all of this in age 29 from October of this year to October of next year, is to update and improve my stability, not just for myself, but for the perception of other people and how they look at me, so that I can be viewed as, okay, you know what you're doing, you've got everything under control, and you're good. Asking for help is generally beneath me. Asking to borrow money is generally beneath me. And not that many people out here in this world actually have to do that. Most people in this world are self-sufficient. And it doesn't really come down to where do they live. It's more so about, do they keep things afloat? That's what ultimately matters. It doesn't matter where you live. For example, one of my sisters from Life Church, who's been like a sister to me for 6 years, as long as I've known her, this young woman has lived at home with her family. Now, let's keep in mind one particular thing. She's from Africa. And in particular, she's from the Oromo tribe. And pretty much when it comes to African families, whether you're from Africa or whether your parents came here from Africa and you were born in the United States, regardless of that fact, you are African. Period. It doesn't matter if you were born there or born here from your parents who came here before you. If you're African and you have African blood in you, you're African. Which means there are certain things that you will be able to benefit from versus American families. What does that mean? Well, most American families will kick their kids out at 18 when they become legally grown. You don't see most American families letting their kids stick around and live with them into their early, mid, and late 20s, even into 30s. You mostly see that with African families. Now, there are some exceptions. My pastor's family, for example. There are some exceptions where most people, you know, in the exception category will let their kids live with them. But in the case of the majority of American families, that's not the move. African families, on the other hand, that is the move. And so they will typically let their kids stay with them as long as humanely possible. And it's just, okay, you live with us, but everything else is still in your name. So you're still sustaining yourself, essentially, even though your address is your home base. And a lot of times that is looked upon as you're not self-sufficient. You're not able to sustain yourself. Another good example is my adopted brother, Chris, who still lives with his folks. Now, my adopted brother, James, left. He moved out about a year ago and is in a different living situation. But Chris is still there, and he has plans to get out. He has plans to get his own car. But no one looks at Chris as you're a wimp, you're not self-sufficient, you're not able to take care of yourself simply because of his living situation. Chris has a high-level government job, and he is self-sustainable at his age. So I like to think of myself in that arena where I have a high-quality job. I work for DC Public Schools, so I essentially work in the school system, and specifically I work in the DC school system. So that's two things right there. My career is in the school system, and my actual place of career is in the Washington, D.C. area. And then number three, D.C. pays $1 higher than anywhere else in the DMV. And then number four is that I get a raise every single year as part of the school system and the company in general. So my pay is going up next month, and every year after, my pay will go up. So when it comes to full-time work and full-time money and full-time career experiences, I'm in a good place. I think of myself as being in a good place when it comes to that. And so when it comes to overall how I perceive myself, I'm good, I'm grown, I'm still a man, I'm still my own person, I'm still self-sufficient. It's just that certain things have happened over the years to derail self-sufficiency to where I've had to play catch up and get back on track. But now things are way better than they used to be. And now things are finally back to where they should be, to where during age 29, the number one goal is to stay on top of the mountain of self-sufficiency and not come back down at any point. And if any major thing happens, like, for example, tickets, occasionally every driver will get speeding tickets, occasionally. So in those circumstances, tickets, being able to pay them, there's that. And then in the major car-related circumstances, like what I think that's happened to me twice, where I got parking tickets. But one parking ticket was about $200, and that was so massive. Actually, it was $250 from Baltimore. And it was so massive that it knocked me out to where I was off kilter in terms of my mountaintop experience. And so it took months and months and months to get back over the mountain and get back to the top of the mountain where I am comfortable being, to where I can now foresee myself going forward and being in a good place for the foreseeable future. So whereas the goal for the past year was to actually make it to the 1 year anniversary of work, I've almost done that. The next goal in 2024 for age 29 is to get back to the mountaintop, stay at the mountaintop, and keep myself going to where the business income can be used for other purposes and not be used for staying afloat. So the business with Amway, that money is going to go towards gas, whereas the rest of the money I get from the school system will go towards everything else. That's how I plan on doing it. That's how I plan on keeping it moving forward, so that as age 29 progresses, I can show the world and myself specifically that I am not weak simply because I don't have every single duck in a row. The last thing that I want to talk about for going into age 29, 1 week before it actually happens, is this. Actually, the last thing is combined into two things. The first thing I want to mention is for me to be able to not go crazy over where I'm going to live next year is a huge blessing. So I'm no longer planning for the move out. I was planning for the move out, but I decided against planning for the move out due to new circumstances that came up. So now I get to benefit from the African experience, where I don't have to go through the American experience anymore of being kicked out. So now that I'm benefiting from the African homeworld experience, I can better pace myself. And so instead of diverting funds towards an apartment, I'm not going to do the apartment plan now. So now next year for age 29, I'm just going to relax, enjoy life, and focus on me. And that is part B of where I wanted to ultimately go with this topic before we actually go into the rest of age 29 post-commercial break. 2019 and 2017 were the last years that I actually spent time focusing on me. What I mean by that is that I was going to Express and H&M and all these other places taking care of me. In other words, I was going out and buying stuff. Now, I wasn't buying stuff every single week, but I was buying clothes primarily to look good during the switching of seasons. I went out and got shades and different things like that so that I could feel good about myself, so that I could feel amazing and feel worthwhile. And so that's what I decided to do in those 2 years. Now, I've done a little bit of that over the last couple months. I got a brand new flag for my car, repping the Cowboys, of course, and I decked my car out in Cowboys a little bit better than it was before. Some of the jerseys that I used to wear are no longer jerseys that I wear, but they're actually a part of my car, and I don't wear them anymore. So that's just one thing that I was able to do for myself, was take better care of this baby and give him some more gadgetry in terms of the way things look with regard to his Cowboys apparel. The next thing I'm about to get for this guy is a brand new windshield, because there is a crack in this windshield and it needs to go. And I'm also going to get him a new set of tires, because if I'm not mistaken, these tires that he's had on him since he first came in my possession, these tires are very old and they need to go. And I'm looking at the back tires versus the front tires, and the back tires are so big, not extremely big, but they're big enough to where the rim of the vehicle, like, is not sitting so far above the tire. With these front tires, it kind of looks like the rim of the car is sitting so far above the tire, which is just pretty much proof that these tires are waning and going down. So, these front tires need to be replaced in the next month for sure, before something bad happens to them and then they just, but that's more so related to this guy, the whip, and making him feel good. For me, I'm actually going to just focus a little bit more on scents and smells, because from a outfit standpoint, I've got that down pat. Haircuts every 2 weeks. For me, it's going to be more so scents and smells this year, in addition to, of course, taking care of the whip and road trips. Finally, I'll be doing more road trips, and I'll also be hopefully securing another significant other, which I will talk about that after the commercial break. But essentially, going into age 29, these are the goals that are going to be on the focus block for accomplishing going into the next year of life. And That's going to mainly be what I focus on. Yes, I will still have the business, but I'm not going to focus on the business as much in terms of making that, you know, a big thing for me. I still want the big major things in life to be the big major things. And so that's pretty much the new game plan for age 29, at least the first beginning steps of it. Now I'm going to go into commercial break with you all, and when we come back, we'll talk about the rest of the game plan for age 29 and following. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for Podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for Podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Hey, y'all, real quick, I need your help. Listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be,
moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show.
What is up, family? It's your hostess with the mostest, T the GOAT, from over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brand successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
You'll notice that the title of this episode is Where Do I Go From Here? There's a reason I'm asking that particular question of where do I go from here? The question is, where do I go from here in all phases of life? You'll remember at the beginning of September reflection season, I talked about why I do what I do now and why things have been a certain way for quite some time. It all stems from things that happened throughout my 20s. And even though I've had certain moments where groups of women have talked to me through other guys, where the guys have had to get with me privately on behalf of a plethora of women and talk to me about the way I move, there still have been positive moments. For example, this year, I've spent the most time with Raven that I've ever spent with her in our entirety as best friends. There have been three instances where we got together off a whim. If not, then two. But if I remember correctly, three. Because while it was just one day hanging out earlier in the year before the car accident, way back in the early half of 2023, when we were in April, March-April time frame, actually, I got together with Raven one day off of just pure... Yes, I do mean Raven Siri. We got together off of an emergency situation that could have gone bad. Stop interrupting the podcast episode. And then we spent the next day together. And even though it was half a day, I went over there early in the morning and we spent the day together. So I've now been in her apartment multiple times with it just being me and her. And things went well. I've hung out with China multiple times. While she was dating, we hung out. And while she was engaged, we hung out. Not one time did I touch. Outside of, you know, the initial hugs and stuff like that. And taking pictures together. And then, Ashley. She's married. But we spent a good majority of the summer together. Now we're in fall, and even though we haven't gotten together as friends to hang out yet, those times are definitely coming. Especially now that her girlfriend has moved closer. So her girlfriend lives right around the corner now, and there will be hangouts coming. So, with that being the case, and with Destiny sort of kind of coming back, slowly but surely, what I'm looking at now is what didn't happen in the past. See, in the past, back at Liberty, when my boy Chris introduced me to his best friend, Kayla, who's now my friend. But at that time, I didn't know who she was. All I knew was she was Chris's best friend. And I already knew what a best friend was, definition-wise. So I pretty much already knew what they were doing together. It was all love. And that type of best friend love for me didn't show up until years later. But now, even with one best friend having been lost, and a second best friend having been lost to her man, yes, I'm speaking of Imani, who used to be my best friend before her man just hated me and thought that I was a threat, so she cut the relationship off herself. Even though I've lost two best friends, I still gained more people. And I'm at the point now where every other week or so, I'll get a text saying, "Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Do you want to la da 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 da?" Now, during the summertime, it was rapid fire. During the fall, it's not going to be as rapid fire because of busy schedules. But I for sure will be hanging out with Ashley this month. Destiny this month. And maybe Rion. One more coworker could be added to the fold. Could be. It just depends on circumstances. We'll see about that one. The point that I'm trying to make is that with all the group stuff intact, Born Again Ministries, Ascend Church, Nexus when it comes back, and the individual one-on-one stuff with best friends, what I was initially looking for in my early 20s has been accomplished. So, no longer am I desperate, but I'm hopeful and excited for the future. And that credit all goes to God, because He brought the people in my life that I absolutely needed. And so, going into age 29, all the focus now can go from the period of life where I needed friends to now the period of life where I'm looking for ultimate lifelong companionship. Thought I had found it with Amber. I was wrong. Inevitably, it's going to end up being someone else. But I could be getting close. It just depends on where we go from here. That's the whole point that I want to stress when it comes to relationships. It's about where do we go from here. That's already been determined by all my best friends and my friendship circles. And even my bros. But where do we go from here? That's literally where do she and I go from here. Which brings me to my dating journey. I'm going to pull up that document. This encapsulates everything from Jasmine to Amber all the way down. But after Amber, 2023 looked like this. Three older women. 140. Two in their early to mid 30s. Then it became a girl at Born Again that I just met. At that point, it was February. And then another older woman in her 30s. Then after that, I accidentally name dropped her, but Samaj, we did meet. Then it was Jemiah, my good friend. But I just recently realized, oh my gosh, there's a big age gap there. So I completely shut down from trying. Nothing in June, nothing in July. August. There was one. Mid-20s. Nope. Then there was the rekindling. Then my bro's pastor's second cousin. So overall, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Goodness. That's 8 women post Amber. Where do we go from here? All 8. The goal was connect. Start the beginning stages of building a friendship and keep it going. Friendship similar to the ones I have with my best friends, where if anything happens, I can be to them in a heartbeat, or text messages saying, hey, what are you up to? What are you doing? I need a ride somewhere. Or you want to hang out with me and my other girlfriend, or stuff like that. Because the things that you do with your best friends translate and trickle down to the woman that you're supposed to be. God ordained your wife. That's why the process matters. Because a part of the process is that you do the things with her that you do with your best friends. But you sprinkle in the romance, and that's what changes everything. And just like the best friends, natural buildup over time, things started happening the same with your significant other. Natural buildup, trust form, communication, preferences nailed down and respected, things start happening. And it worked with some of the 8. But what ended up happening was they were not willing to stick around. So now here we are. Looking out the window towards a bright 2023 in the final couple months and an even brighter 2024. Where do we go from here? Me and whoever? Myself and whoever? I don't know. I don't know. All I can do is hope that she's coming. Pray for better encounters with women. And be the best version of me. That is the last goal on the list. No, I'm dead serious. That's the last goal on the list, because I've accomplished
all the other goals that I set for myself throughout my 20s. Car, check. Full-time job, check. Stable, money-wise, check. Apartment in 2024, check. Working on it. So with me working on it and having all these things secured and taken care of, what is there left goals-wise? Well, again, Minister Andre, I mentioned him. He's been on the show before. You all know that guy. He is now successfully working a very dope, important, and critical job with young people, and so am I. And so, in light of that, the person that he needed to be someone who understood his passion, understood his mission, and was willing to follow along with his mission. And by all accounts, it seems as if he has found that now. But all it took was a little bit of positive change. And for me, I personally believe that what my cousin said is fully correct in terms of positive change that came my way. The future missus will be working full time and have other things going for her. So it just makes sense that we match in that area of working full time and have things going for us in our careers and outside of our careers. The future missus will be way more financially stable than me. Because women mature faster than men, right? Which means women also mature financially faster than men. So she will be in a much better financial state than me. I highly doubt I will be dating someone again like my exes who were not in solid financial situations for themselves. And the future missus will be black, according to Tita Go. There was talks of entertaining someone from a different background, but Tita Go confirmed that she will be black. Okay, let's talk about that. Over the last 9 years in my 20s, the black community outside of my home has not been good to me from a romantic stance. Friendship, yes. But the two women I dated, it just was bad in both instances. And in the case of my ex, she fell into the realm of young black woman with no father, which 90% of black women in America are in that category. There's a small 10% that have two-parent homes or one-parent home where the dad is present in their life and the mom isn't there. Those are small instances in life, but the majority are fatherless, and having dated someone without a dad, I don't want to go back to that life ever again because it was draining. And as a result of that and potentially other bad, horrible dating experiences that 98% of black women have gone through, it makes sense why I have been on the short end of the stick in the last year of my dead dating life. But things are getting better in that department because I believe that greater is coming, and my cousin T the Goat is hardly ever wrong because she gets her information from God himself. So she's going to be black, but there's also more. She's going to drive. Please, we are not doing any more relationships where I've got to be the sole person driving. Absolutely not. That's not happening. That's dead. And please be stable. Emotionally, mentally, all that jazz. My future person will be adventurous and spontaneous. We'll have growing pains in terms of understanding each other, but eventually we will gel. According to T the Goat, he's going to be an introvert. Oh, Lord. That's a good thing, but also, that means I'm going to have to be the adventurous one. Ooh. And, you know, yeah. She's also going to be a woman of God. Praise the Lord. She's also going to be my polar opposite. So, oh boy. Okay. All right. Polar opposite, huh? I am an ambivert, but I am more extroverted as a person. My extrovert tendencies are still there, despite wanting to have my own downtime. But yeah, I'm catching the short end of the stick. Black women are the quickest to turn a brother away in friend zone, aka me. Recent rejections served at the hands of black women. I could list all of them right now by name, but I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to go to the first document here and mention 1, 2, 3, Lord, 4, 5, 6, 7. Because, let's see, March. Where's March? Samaj. Oops, I accidentally broke that. I wasn't going to mention anything by name, but oop, okay. So March through June of 2023, her and another young lady. Just typing up information here. Got it. Okay. What font is this in? Playfair. So I need to go from Cambria to Playfair Display. Boom. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, six, seven. And of course, my ex. I'll say verbally cut me off in January. So post January of this year, 7 women. The majority of them were traps. Mistake. One young woman is actually dating someone else. This person, accidentally mentioned her name, but this is really what our relationship has been thus far.
We met in person, Nexus. But she never saved my number, dropped the hammer on me before I had a chance to breathe when we reconnected. And that's when it was just like, oh my lord. The I'm not interested romantically bomb has been dropped on me a million times recently without even having gotten a chance to get a sentence out. And I was never even focused on that. I just wanted to see how you were doing, genuinely. This poses a significant danger to my love life moving forward. It really does. So, back to part two of the document. According to T the Goat, introvert, okay, growing pains, adventurous and spontaneous, but mostly spontaneous. My thing is, how are you going to be an introvert but also be spontaneous? That does not make any sense. Because my spontaneity is down. I plan everything. Calendars, planners, the whole nine yards. My spontaneous nature is dead. So it's kind of weird that she's going to be introverted and also be spontaneous. That makes no sense. But yes, I'm tired of catching the short end of the stick. Whether it's me trying to make something happen or whether it's me being chill. So age 29, I know she's coming and I know who she's going to be, but I don't know when we're going to meet. That's going to be very interesting. And that's the last goal because I don't have any more goals. I just want the finer things in life. And so, I'm going to leave it there. And we're going to go into my birthday week, turn 29, and prayerfully I will reach the heights of where I've always been called to in this life and will never come down from the mountaintop.
Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.